A look now at a 40-year tradition of the rodeo that's organized by Angola State Prison in Louisiana. It's a popular event. Prisoners take part in it. And it attracted this year the attention of our partners at the BBC. And we invited Takeaway Managing Editor Rupert Allman to join us in the studio. So why, Rupert, does this story draw the interest of listeners outside the U.S.?
John, two main reasons. One, that America has the highest incarceration rate in the world. Really high. And the other reason is just sometimes you hear something and you go, that's an astonishing story. But don't take my word for it. Take a listen to this.
The Angola prison stadium is packed, and 10,000 pairs of eyes are focused on four men sitting around a table in the middle of the rodeo ring.
Stay still. Stay still.
The rules state that if any one of them even flinches, they're eliminated, so they all stay still, and then a very angry, very powerful bull is released. The bull ploughs through the group, sending them flying in all directions. This event is called Convict Poker, and it's one of the main attractions at the rodeo. Convicted murderer James Benefield was last year's winner.
Convict Poker, I just like excitement of sitting there, adrenaline rush, sitting there with a bull coming at you. It's fun. It's just putting on a show for everybody. Just hope you don't get hurt. If you do, just keep going with it.
The convicts, who all volunteer to take part, wear protective jackets but little else. One man is hit head-on by a bull whilst standing inside a hula hoop, another event that tests the inmate's nerves and entertains the crowd. He's thrown high into the air. When he lands, it's clear his leg is badly broken.
They don't have as much to lose, so they probably do risk more than they maybe someone else would.
I'm accustomed to going to the rodeo in Houston, where you actually see people that ride the bulls, not people that stand in front of them and risk their life.
It's scary. Sometimes you see them get hurt, and you have feelings for them, no matter what, because they're human.
To some, this annual prison rodeo is exploitation, pure and simple. Gregory Bright, a man who spent almost 30 years at Angola prison for a crime he didn't commit, says the prize money, even though it's small, is the real driving force behind getting the inmates to take part.
It's a way to persuade the inmate without force, you know, putting a dollar sign up there saying, run into this bull for this $100 and just disregard the real serious danger of participating in the rodeo.
But the prison's warden, Burl Kane, a deeply religious man, says the event helps rehabilitate the inmates.
It's a reward that we have the rodeo and they can take part in this because they get to interact with the public. They're not just lost forever to be up here behind this remote place and never see another human being other than an inmate or a guard. That's not healthy for them. We want them to rehabilitate so if one ever got out, he wouldn't hurt you again. That's why they're doing it. It's inspiration to them.
So Bill Kane, the prison warden in Angola, and the laconic voice of BBC reporter Andy Gallagher there. Rupert, so do you buy that? Inspiration as rehabilitation? Or is this prison run amok to an outside listener?
The crime and punishment thing is always a little bit about how much carrot and how much stick. But I've got to tell you, convict poker? You know, this would not get past first base anywhere.
Brits are so uptight, Rupert Allman and the Angola prison rodeo, 40th anniversary.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.